So last week, we continued on our study on the end times, on Matthew chapter 24.
上個星期我們繼續是讀有關馬太福音24章的末世的事情。
And we specifically talked about the signs that will appear in heaven just before Christ's second coming.
我們特別是講到天上的兆頭是當主耶穌基督再回來。
We also learned about what the sign of the Son of Man refers to.
我們也看到呢是人子兆頭要顯在天上。
In order to make sense of Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 24, verses 29-31,
因為我們要特別是明白馬太福音24章29-31節的緣故。
Do you remember last week? Albert led us to turn open to a parallel passage.
你記不記得 Albert 上個星期也幫助我們去看路加福音的平衡經文。
And it's in Luke chapter 21, verses 25-28.
路加福音21章25-28節。
And today, we are going to look more closely at verse 28 in Luke chapter 21.
今天我們特別是看路加福音21章第28節。
So please turn open to Luke chapter 21, verse 28.
請大家打開路加福音21章第28節。
And this is the verse we are going to focus on today.
今天就是我們要讀的經文的焦點。
Luke 21, verse 28 says, Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
路加21章28節一有這些事，你們就當挺身昂首，因為你們得贖的日子近了。
Our focus today is particularly on the word redemption.
今天我們集中的焦點就是這個說話，得贖。
First, we'll look at the meaning and the application or implication of redemption for each one of us.
第一，我們要看到這個得贖的定義。然後跟住我哋要睇佢呢個得贖呢個字對我哋嘅生命嘅應用同埋影響。
And if time permits, then we'll look at in what sense is redemption drawing near.
若果有時間許可嘅話，我哋會繼續去明白了解日子近了呢個字係點解。
So what does redemption mean?
到底得贖係咩意思呢
？Perhaps what comes to mind?When you hear the word redemption, it's the movie, The Shawshank Redemption.
當你想到這個得贖這個字，你立刻你會想到一個電影叫做
肖申克的救贖。
肖申克的救贖。
Yeah, so who has watched that movie before?
誰看過這個電影啊？肖申克的救贖。
A lot of you, yeah? A lot of people have watched that movie.
很多人看過這個電影啊。
And I believe that the word here translated as redemption, 救赎, has a certain meaning in your mind.
当然这个字的救赎在这里情况是有不同的意思的。
But what does it mean according to scripture in its original sense?
是在圣经里面到底得赎这个字是原本是什么意思呢?
Redemption basically means being set free.
得赎意思就是使我们同释放,
being set free,
得到自由。
From bondage, from slavery.
主要就是從這個奴僕的困鎖得到釋放。
And in the ancient world, to be redeemed means if you were a slave and somebody paid a ransom, a price of redemption to set you free, then you were redeemed.
在古舊的時候若果你是一個奴僕，有人替你付這個贖價的話，你就得到自由了。
Or in today's sense,It's like when somebody is taken hostage.
好似今日嚟講，若果你俾人劫持成為人質嘅話
，If you want to set those people free, you have to pay something called a ransom.
若果你要釋放呢啲人質咧，你又要俾呢個贖價。
So suppose you were a slave back in the ancient days.
比方講，若果你係古代嘅奴僕嘅話
，And you belonged to a certain master.
咁你咧，你就係屬於某一個嘅主人。
So the ransom would be paid to that master, and you, the slave, would then be free from that master.
因此，若果那個主人願意付起呢個贖價嚟釋放你咧，你就屬於個主人啦。
So you now belong to another person, another master who bought you with a ransom.
因此，從今之後咧，你屬於那個主人， 为你释放你付这个的代价。
So redemption is not like what you see in the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, in that that person managed to dig a hole, you know, make a tunnel and somehow make an escape and be free.
因此呢，我们大家都很熟悉的电影《超新黑的救赎》呢，那个救赎呢，在这个电影里面讲到有一个的囚犯，他怎样呢，是掘个窿去能够逃走离开这个的监犯。其实这个救赎在这个电影和真正的救赎意思不同。
Redemption in the Bible is such that a price must be paid in order to set you free.
在圣经里面的救赎呢，你必须要付赎价。
Well, we can see this in, for example, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
我们可以看到以弗所书一章第七节。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
请大家打开以弗所书一章七节。
I'll ask Pastor Lucy to first read in Chinese for us.
以弗所书一章七节是这样读：我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
So here it says that in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses or sins according to the riches of his grace.
这里是告诉我们，我们得蒙救赎呢，就因为爱主耶稣基督呢，他用这个血成为这个赎价拯救我们出来。
So in order to set us free from sin, you can see that a price must be paid.
因此我们要从这个罪的困锁释放出来的时候，必须要付起一个罪一个赎价。
And that price is the precious blood of Jesus.
这个赎价就是主耶稣宝贵的血。
Whenever we speak of Jesus shedding his blood for our sake, for redeeming us with his blood,
每一次我们讲到主耶稣用宝血来释放我们的时候，
or redeeming us with his blood,
将我们就从这个罪边释放，是用他的宝血释放我们，得到这个赎价的话。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
It means that he's actually giving his life in order to set us free.
意思就是他将整个的生命是给了我们，使我们能得到释放。
Because in the Bible, it tells us clearly the blood represents life.
因为在圣经里面讲到这个血的时候，血就代表生命。
Think about it. You lose your blood to die, right?
比方说，当你失血的时候，你会死的。
So, in the Bible, there's a verse that tells us, For the life of the flesh, that is the life of every living creature, is in the blood.
在旧约里面，圣经有讲到，就是说到，因为活物的生命是在血中。
I just quoted from the book of Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 11.
这段经文是在利未记十七章十一节。
So we just learned that to redeem is not just to set you free, but that a price has to be paid in order to set you free.
因此得赎呢，不但只呢就是释放你，而是真的有一个代价要付出来，这个代价就是叫赎价。
And that is the precious blood, the life of Jesus.
这个就是主耶稣基督的宝贵的血。
Paul also tells us elsewhere, since you were bought with a price, therefore, glorify God in your body.
保罗亦都系咁样同我哋讲，因为你们是用重价买翻嚟嘅，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
First Corinthians 6:20.
喺哥林多前书第六章第二十节。
So Paul is saying that because God bought us with a price, we rightfully belong to our new master.
保罗话俾我哋听，因为主耶稣用佢宝价重价买我哋翻嚟嘅时候，因此喺呢一个律法上，我哋真系属于佢嘅。
So Paul says, glorify God in your body.
保罗就话，你要用你嘅身子荣耀神。
And that is in the way we conduct ourselves in all that we do.
意思系点解咧？就系我哋言语、行为、品行上，我哋要去荣耀神。
And yet, even though God has a rightful claim on us,
但是呢，虽然神在这个法权上呢，他有这个的要求，是有这个要求的。
Instead of treating us as slaves,
但是呢，他不当作我们呢，成为他的奴仆。
He treats us as his children.
他呢，是当我们成为他的儿女。
I wonder what better master can you find who would treat his slaves as his own children?
真的你在世界上找不到一个这样的主人，当这个奴仆是成为他的儿女。
I wonder if any of you had ever got a domestic helper in your home?
我唔知道你當中有冇一啲嘅幫你咧喺屋企咧做啲做下打雜啊、清潔嘅工作嗰啲人。
Do you treat your domestic helper as your family member?
你當呢啲咁嘅幫你清潔嘅工人咧，係咪成為你家裏邊一份子呢？
I know that nowadays in Hong Kong, a lot of people would address their domestic helpers as 姐姐 like you know, the sister.
而家喺香港咧，好多菲傭嘅，咁嗰啲細蚊仔咧稱呼呢個菲傭叫做姐姐。
But just look at the way they treat the 姐姐 the sister in the family.
但你睇到咧，佢點待呢啲所謂咧呢啲菲傭咧，所謂姐姐咧，你就覺得唔同啦。
I remembered when I was a kid, our family used to have a domestic helper.
當我好細個嘅時候咧，我屋企咧確實有一個嘅菲傭嘅。
And you know, how I treated her?
你知唔知我點對待佢哋？
I would just pull out my leg and wait for her to put on socks for me.
我咧遞高只腳等候佢咧同我著襪。
And I got scolded by my dad.
我爸爸咧就鬧我啦。
Because I was like really being very irrespectful and very lazy and expect her to do everything for me.
因為咧我咁嘅態度實在太懶惰啊，係期待佢咧乜嘢都同我做。
So if we would treat just a domestic, a hired helper in that way, how come God treat us as his children when we are supposed to be slaves?
很奇怪，我們當我們這些家裏面的工人呢，是當一個像奴僕一樣，但是神對我們呢，完全不是這樣的態度，不當我們奴僕，怎麼能夠成為好像對我們是兒女一樣？
Let's just turn open to another passage in Romans chapter 8.
我們再繼續打開羅馬書第八章。
Romans chapter 8 verses 15 to 16,
在第15至到第16節。
Romans chapter 8 verses 15 and 16, For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption, when we cry, Abba, Father. It is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
羅馬書八章十五十六節，你們所受的不是奴僕的心，仍舊害怕，所受的乃是兒子的心，因此我們呼叫阿爸父。聖靈與我們的心同證，我們是神的兒女。
Has this been your experience?
這個是不是你們的經歷呢？
Do you know God as your father?
你認識神成為你的父親呢？
If you and I are truly redeemed, then our response to God must be one of love.
如果你真係得蒙救贖嘅話，你會對神咧，你係會有一個份嘅愛嘅。
There should be this deep sense of gratitude and love towards God.
對神一份好深嘅感恩，同埋對佢一份嘅愛。
A sense of devotion to Him who loves us and sets us free.
你對神有一個好敬虔嘅心，因為咧佢係使到我哋從罪裏邊得到釋放。
And this is what redemption in the Bible is about.
呢個就係聖經裏邊咧得贖嘅意思。
This setting free from our past bondages.
呢個咧係使到我哋從以前罪裏邊嘅困鎖得到釋放。
The bondage to our own sin.
我哋咧係使到我哋個以前嗰個嘅罪得到釋放。
To our own selfishness.
使到我哋自我嘅中心嘅自私得到釋放。
And I think you'll admit that by nature, our hearts can be very hardened.
其實你知道嘅，我哋由我哋自己本身咧，我哋個心係好剛硬嘅。
Just examine your life and be honest.
如果你好誠實去面對自己嘅時候，你知道。
Well, most of you know that I grew up in a Christian family.
大家都知道我係從基督教家庭裏邊長大嘅。
But as I look back in the early part of my life,
當我睇咧我係初期嘅生命嘅時候
，before I really opened my heart.Towards God.
當時我心仲未完全開放俾神。
Before I let God set me free from the bondage of this self.
當時我仲未容許神能夠使我同呢個自我裏邊釋放出嚟嘅時候。
I often found myself surprisingly unfeeling.
我覺得自己咧係越無動於衷嘅。
Unmoved by the word of God.
對主嘅話語完全唔打動嘅。
No matter how much I hear about Jesus dying for us on the cross.
無論我聽幾多次主耶穌為我咧死在十字架上
，It doesn't touch me at all. It didn't touch me at all.
完全對我無動於衷。
And the more I sat there, like you guys, listening to sermon after sermon, Sunday after Sunday.
但越嚟越坐得多，越嚟越聽，好似你一樣常常聽講道嘅話
，The harder my heart had become.
我嘅心越嚟越剛硬。
And you know why?
你知唔知點解呢？
Because I was exactly like what the Apostle James said, a hearer of the word and not a doer.
原因就係好，正如雅各書裏面所講，我係只不過係聽到而不行道。
So redemption is when a person is finally set free from whatever that is hindering him from responding totally to God.
因此，得赎呢个字咧，系完全系被神得到释放，系点释放咧？系以前被枷锁困住嘅，我无法出嚟，神就释放咗出嚟。
But that doesn't come without a price.
呢个系完全唔系话冇赎价嘅。
That comes with the sacrifice of Jesus.
这个是要耶稣基督的牺牲，我们才得到释放。
But because of that, in Christ, we then can experience the resurrection power of God to be raised to a new life that is free.
因此得赎之后，我们藉着主耶稣的复活，我们有这个复活的生命，我们能够得到释放。
What do you use this freedom for?
那你得到这个自由，我们做什么呢？
We have the power to love.
得到呢個自由的時候，我哋就有呢個能力去愛。
And I'm not just talking about loving our family, immediate family members.
不但咧就係講愛我哋自己嘅家屬嘅成員。
That's very natural. A person who doesn't know God would love his family members.
當你唔認識主嘅時候咧，好自然嘅，你懂得點愛你嘅家庭嘅成員嘅。
But when God has set us free, we can love God totally with our whole being.
但当神真系将我哋释放出嚟嘅时候，我哋整体个人，我哋懂得点爱。
And not only loving God, we love the family of God.
我不但只爱神，亦都能够爱神嘅家庭嘅子民。
Remember what Jesus said: For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
主耶稣曾经同我哋讲：遵行我天父旨意的人。就是我的弟兄姊妹和母親了。
And these people are not necessarily related to you in any way.
其實呢啲人咧並不等於同你血統咧係有關聯嘅。
You're not related in blood.
你同佢咧就係無血統上係無關係嘅。
And it's not because of work or any kind of other relationship.
又唔係因為工作嘅關係咧，彼此有關係。
But the only thing that joins you together, bonds you together.And what you have in common is that you're both loving and doing the will of God.
嚟使我哋一齐联合，主要原因，因为我哋大家都系爱神嘅缘故，因此我哋能够联合得到。
And wasn't that what we experienced at the summer camp a few weeks ago?
嗱，呢个咧就系我哋几周前咧，我哋喺夏令营里边啊，我哋经历得到啦。
Well, just ask Ivy and Kan Yi, and the children.It's your first time attending our church camp, isn't it? Wasn't it?
我喺度咧問一問阿勤姨同埋 Ivy 啦，同埋你啲細蚊仔，係幾個星期前你參加夏令營，係咪第一次同我哋一齊咧生活咧
？And before that, I think the person or the family you knew the most was Adol and Victor, you know their family, but none of us.
其實以前咧，你唔認識我哋嘅，你真係認識咧最熟咧，只不過係Adol或者Hoy嘅啫。
But during those 5 days and 4 nights at camp.
過去五日四晚係喺夏令營裏邊。
I'm sure you could sense this genuine love that is between various members of the church.
我相信你一定感受到喺教會裏邊嗰份嘅愛。
And maybe for Martin who didn't get to attend, I'm sure in the past year of being with us, you could sense there's something different, this love that bonds us together.
還有 Martin， 雖然你唔能夠參加到我哋夏令營，但我相信過去幾個月裏當中，你確實喺教會裏邊感受到呢份嘅愛。
And similarly for me and Albert, actually, we have never met. We had never met Michael and Chloe and the children before the camp.
事實上咧 ，Albert 同我嚟講咧，以前我從來未見過 Michael 同埋 Chloe 嘅，同埋嗰啲細蚊仔嘅。
Well, we only saw Michael.On Skype about 3 times before the camp.
我喺咧夏令營之前咧，我喺呢個 Skype 裏邊咧，淨係見過 Michael 3几次啫。
So there wasn't much communication between us prior to the camp.
所以喺 camp 之前咧，我哋從來冇彼此咧有呢個溝通嘅。
But when we finally came to meet each other，
當我哋真係彼此相遇嘅時候
，we could see that very quickly we've developed this closeness in God.
我哋好快咧喺主里边咧，我哋建立咗一份嘅亲切感。
It's almost as if we've known each other for a long time.
好似咧，我大家相識咗好熟好耐咁一樣。
So indeed, as a song we always sing, give us a fresh understanding of brotherly love that is real. Let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
有首歌咧，我哋成日唱嘅係咁樣嘅字，求主更新我們的心靈意念，使我們真切相愛，讓我們分享主的愛，誠實相愛。
Indeed, God's love draws us so close to Himself and to each other.
神嘅愛真係使到我哋彼此咧係好聯合同埋好熟悉。
But I'm sure you also notice this love I'm talking about is not just feeling or affections.
嗱，呢種愛咧，你都會覺得咧，唔係一份嘅感情，一份嘅情緒化。
It was expressed through actual acts of service.
事實上咧，就係彼此嘅服侍當中咧，我哋感受到一份愛。
We might have heard of the Chinese saying, 各家自掃門前雪，各家自掃門前雪。
So there's the English saying that you just sweep your own floor.
Yes, and this basically refers to the attitude, the mentality of minding one's own business.
这个完全是自私自利，只是顾你自己，自己顾自己。
Very good translation, thanks. But what does the Bible tell us?
但圣经事实上是怎样教导我们呢？
Philippians chapter 2 verse 4, you don't have to turn open to it, I'll read it out.
在腓立比书二章四节，不需要打开圣经。
Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others.
各人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
But is that all?
是不是就是这样呢？
Does this love just stop there, just within the family of God, in church, or during summer camp?
是不是这个爱就停留在这个夏令营里面，或者在教会里面就停定呢？
Jesus also taught us we must love our neighbors as ourselves.
主耶稣也教导我们，我们要爱我们的邻邻舍如同爱自己一样。
Which was actually the teaching from the Old Testament.
这个就是在旧约里面教导的。
Well, who are our neighbors?
谁是我们的邻舍呢？
It's not just literally our next door neighbors.
不是我们邻居的，真的住在我们隔离那个。
If you've read the parable of the Good Samaritan,
如果你是读过这个好的撒玛利亚人这个比喻的话，
then you would know that the neighbors can refer to anyone who's in need.
事实上呢，这个在这个比喻里面教导我们，邻居就是凡是需要有需要的人都是我们的邻舍。
So the focus is that who can we be a neighbor to?
因此个焦点就话，我哋可以成为边个嘅邻舍呢？
So you can see that this freedom and power to love as a result of God's redemption for us.
因此我睇到，当得赎之后咧，神俾我哋一个自由可以爱。
It moves us to love people who we might not know really well.
佢推动我哋，甚至去爱一些人我哋以前唔认识嘅。
Or even our enemies.
甚至是爱我们的敌人。
Now that's really something.
这个真的非常是很超级了。
I mean, to love these dear friends at church, that's easy, that's normal.
在教会里面爱彼此，亲爱的朋友是比较正常和很容易的。
Everyone's nice, always have this nice smile on their face.
彼此对大家很好，大家常常对大家很好的笑容。
But you ask me to love my boss.
你叫我爱我的老板。
Who's losing his temper all the time?
佢成日發脾氣嘅對我。
Always unreasonable.
常常咧就係即係冇理由嘅。
And don't mention about my colleagues who always gossip.
仲有咧，我啲同事一入去講嗰啲嘅叫做啲閒話。
They're lazy and they take advantage of me.
又是懶惰，又是咧就係佢咧就係佔我便宜。
Well, I won't call them enemies. Maybe that's too strong a word to use.
可能我唔會稱呼佢哋咧係我嘅敵人，因為咧太強烈啊呢個字。
But it's hard enough to love people like that.
但係對我嚟講咧係非常困難咧去愛呢啲咁嘅人嘅。
And yet the Bible promises that when we are redeemed, we are set free to love even people who have hurt us.
但係聖經裏邊話，當我哋得到釋放嘅時候，我哋神會俾我哋能力，甚至愛。
I think many months ago, Albert shared with us a true story about how the family member, the sister of a victim who got killed by someone in Taiwan, actually forgave that killer.
係幾個月前咧，就 Albert 弟兄話俾我聽一個分享，佢喺台灣嘅時候咧，係確實有一個嘅呢、這個嘅無辜嘅人死咗，佢嘅姐姐啊，點樣能夠可以去原諒殺佢弟弟嗰個嘅嗰個兇手
？And not only did she forgive this killer, she actually prayed for him, and in the end managed to lead him to God.
不但止咧係饒恕。同埋饒恕呢個嘅兇殺呢個人，甚至咧幫佢能夠認識主。
So we can see that with men it is impossible, but with God everything is possible.
因此我哋睇到喺人裏邊咧係完全不可能，但喺神裏邊凡事都能。
So when a person is redeemed, he now has the freedom and power to love.
當一個人係得贖嘅時候，佢係有一個自由啦，佢能夠可以去愛。
And he has the power to forgive.
他有一個能力可以去寬恕。
Now let us look more closely at this new devotion that comes with redemption.
我哋睇睇另一方面，得贖之後咧，對神火嗰份嘅敬虔嘅心。
And that's the total response to God in love.
係對神一個完全嗰份嘅回應，嗰份嘅愛對佢。
Let us turn open to the Gospel of Mark.
請大家打開馬可福音。
Chapter 12,
馬可福音十二章。
And you'll find an interesting conversation between one of the scribes and Jesus.
在當中咧，係一個對話，係一個咧就係文士同主耶穌嘅對話。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 28, the scribe posts the following question.
在馬可福音十二章廿八節，嗰位文士特別去問主耶穌一個問題。
Which commandment is the first?Or the most important of all.
他問到戒命中哪是第一要緊的呢?
And we read in verses 29-31, Jesus' response.
我們可以繼續讀第29節到31節，主耶穌怎麼答這個文士。
Mark chapter 12, verse 29 says,
馬可福音十二章29節。
Jesus answered, The first or the most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord Yahweh, our God,The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
第廿九節係最重要嘅。主耶穌話：第一要緊的就是說，以色列啊，你要聽主我們神的獨一的主，你要盡心、盡性、盡意、盡力愛主你的神。
And in verse 31, it then mentions about the need to love our neighbors as ourselves.
在第31節呢，就會講到了，其次就是要愛人如己。
Well, if you are familiar with the Hebrew Bible, or what we normally call the Old Testament,
在這裡呢，我們呢，看到在希伯來聖經就是舊約聖經。
You'd recognize that the first part of Jesus' response here in verses 29-30,It's actually a direct reference to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4-5.
事實上，剛才所讀第一段有關最重要嘅咧，事實上係取於呢個舊約聖經或者希伯來聖經。
申命記六章。
係喺申命記第六章4-5節嘅。
And those important words were given to Israel when they were redeemed out of Egypt.
呢啲説話，盡心、盡性、盡意、盡愛，係俾以色列人。當佢從得到救贖之後，神特別話俾佢聽，你要咁做。
So a true Christian, someone you know who's redeemed and is now a child of God.
因此，當一個真正嘅基督徒現在係得贖成為神嘅兒女。
He's one who would love God with all his heart, with all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength.
同一樣，需要盡心、盡性、盡意、盡力嘅愛神。
Now, I think young people, you have good memory, and today you're all going to recite a verse at youth group. So I give you this challenge to recite this verse as well. Notice there's a particular order here. It's heart, soul, mind, and strength.
嗱，我知道青少年組咧，你記性非常之好啦。一陣咧，我就要你咧係背金句。今日我俾呢個金句你哋咧，你一定要記住，睇住呢個盡心、盡性、盡意、盡力，佢係一個順序嘅，你不能夠顛倒。
So take note of this particular order.
啊，請睇清楚呢個順序。
Of course, all of these involve the whole person, but they are different aspects of a person.
呢啲一切咧係有關乎整個一個人， 但是呢它是有一些不同的那個的表現的。
And actually there's a progression in here as well.
在這裡看到呢是前進進式這樣去呢去向前去的。
So you notice how God works in a person's life when he redeems us.
我們看到神怎樣去拯救一個人。
First,God touches us in our heart.
第一，神首先咧去觸摸我哋個心嘅。
Now, when we talk about heart in the scripture, it does not just mean the organ, the heart.
嗱，當我哋講到咧個心喺聖經裏邊咧，唔係就係講呢一個嘅器官心。
It's particularly talking about that part of us which has to do with our emotions.
乃係呢個心係人最深嗰部分咧，係完全我哋嗰個嘅。情緒啊，我哋嗰個嘅感情喺曬裏邊嘅。
And I'm sure you'd agree, emotion is a very important part of a person.
你知道感情對一個人咧係好重要嘅。
But exactly because emotion can be so strong and powerful,
因為感情係咁強烈嘅話咧
，we must be careful, we must be very careful of the movements of emotions, whether it's affected by man.Or whether it's actually caused by God.
因此我哋要好分得好清楚，到底呢個感情咧，係從人自己裏邊挑撥出嚟咧，亦係從神而來嘅。
So if God touches you in your heart and you stop there, then maybe it will just become a passing emotion.
嗱，若神係真係觸摸到你嘅心嘅時候，你突然間有呢一個嘅感情出現嘅時候咧，但係咧你唔理佢咧。佢呢個就會慢慢消失噶啦。
So God's redemptive work doesn't just stop there at the level of our heart. It has to go on and has an effect upon the soul.
所以咧，當神觸摸我哋嘅心之後咧，佢唔係就咁停喺嗰度嘅，佢會點樣繼續喺我哋整個嘅靈魂，就喺聖經裏邊所講個性啊，靈嘅靈魂咧，佢會繼續喺工作。
And when we talk about the soul in the Bible, it means a whole personality, a whole character, a whole life.
當我哋講到呢一個嘅靈魂嘅時候咧，係代表整個人嗰個嘅生命、嗰個嘅性格、嗰個性情。
In Genesis, if you remember, we read about how when God created Adam, Adam then became a living soul.
當我哋係睇到創世記嘅時候，神係創造亞當嘅時候。用靈吹落去，佢成為一個活嘅活物啦，活靈物。
A living person, a living being.
一個咧就係活嘅靈，活嘅物。
So notice the sequence again. God first works from our heart, and then to the soul.
嗱，睇住個程序。首先，神喺我哋嘅心裏邊工作，觸摸我哋嘅心，跟住我哋整體個靈魂，佢亦都觸摸。
God works into our whole person.
佢神喺我哋整個人裏邊咧，佢工作嘅。
A whole life is affected by it.
我整個生命咧，就因此會被神咧係影響嘅。
And you know what I find very interesting?
你睇到我係覺得好奇妙嘅。
For years, I've noticed when someone came to know God and their lives got transformed by God.
我發覺到咧，就係好多年咧當中咧，我留意得到，當神係喺呢個人心裏邊工作嘅時候咧，佢會改變嘅。
Somehow they look more beautiful.
佢越嚟咧會變成更加美麗嘅。
And this includes myself.
呢個咧包括我自己在內。
Well, truly something has changed.
因為我知道咧有啲嘢改變啦。
So from the heart, it's now progressing to the soul, the whole person.
首先咧係我嘅心，跟住我整個人，我嘅性格都改。
It's beginning to find outward expression.
因此慢慢咧向外一個嘅表現出嚟。
And that's why this inner beauty now begins to find expression outwardly.
因此內裏邊個美麗慢慢從外表我就能夠顯露出嚟。
And that's why we find that oftentimes when a person really loves God with his all, he becomes or she becomes more good looking for some reason.
因此咧，當呢一個人係願愛主全心全性全意愛主嘅時候，你慢慢你睇到一個人好美麗嘅。
But of course.It doesn't stop there either.
但當然唔係停留喺呢度。
It must go beyond that.
用繼續要前進去另一點。
It must then also reaches the mind.
因此另一點開始就要去觸摸到我哋嘅意志，就係呢一個悟性啦。
So unless God's work also reaches the mind, we don't really understand what God is doing in our lives.
除非你用主嘅话语一路停留喺我哋个脑筋里边，我哋意志里边。不但如果唔系咧，你唔能够明白到到底神点样喺我心里面工作。
This is why it's good if we find that God touches us in our hearts and we have this emotional experience.
所以咧係好嘅，當神咧係觸摸我哋嘅心嘅時候咧，我哋喺感情裏邊咧，我哋有一個回應。
But that's not enough.
但係唔足夠。
Because emotions, you easily lose it.
因為啲感情好快咧就會消失嘅。
It comes and goes.
嚟，跟住就去啦。
That's why you must then consolidate it by the understanding of it.
因此你一定要鞏固。點樣鞏固呢？你要去明白神點樣喺你嘅心靈裏面工作，你要有一個悟性去明白。
Because what you don't understand, you don't fully grasp, and you will easily lose it.
因為你唔明白嘅時候咧，你唔完全去掌握嘅時候咧，一陣你就忘記消失噶啦。
So if you want to progress in your Christian life, or for those who haven't got baptized yet, if you want to progress in your relationship with God,
因此當你已經係做基督徒，你基督徒你生命你想繼續前進嘅話。或者你仲係未做基督徒，你想真係去認識神嘅話
，It must not just be something that God has done in your heart。
係一定要去俾神係觸摸你，神嘅工作喺你嘅生命裏邊。
Not just what you have experienced。
呢個嘅經歷咧係好，但係唔係停留就係呢個經歷。
No matter how real or how deep that experience might be。
無論呢個經歷咧係幾深幾大都好。
It must then go on to find expression outwardly.
但係呢個嘅經歷一定要咧，係要從呢一個行動裏邊咧顯露出嚟。
It must go a step further to affect our mind and our understanding.
點樣顯露咧？顯露到一個階段咧，要到悟性裏邊咧，你能夠要深入透徹明白點解神喺你心裏邊工作。
So you would stand back.And then you rethink and analyze that experience.
因此你退後安靜，再睇翻主工作嘅時候咧，你就能夠分析神點樣喺心裏面工作。
You find that your mind is fully engaged when you try to know God.
因此你慢慢你個整個悟性咧，你嘅意志完全咧係投入參與到神嘅工作喺你生命裏邊。
I wonder, you know, at this point when you're listening to all these, is your mind truly engaged?
但係現在我一路講俾你聽，一路。講到嘅時候咧，我唔知道到底你嘅悟性係咪亦都係參與。
Of course, I'm not talking about intellectual understanding or academic understanding.
我而家咧唔係講到咧學術上嘅透徹啊，或者咧係層面上咧意志上嘅嗰種嘅明白。
That kind of understanding doesn't help you to know God.
嗰啲學術上或意志上咧唔能夠參與幫助你去認識神。
That would help you to know about God, but not building a relationship with God.
呢些咧可以幫你係認識所謂認識神，但係唔能夠同你深進嘅同你建立一份嘅友誼。
The Apostle Paul is a great example for all of us.
保羅係成為一個非常好嘅榜樣。
He is a person who loves God not only with his heart, but he loves God with his mind as well.
保羅咧不但只如全心嘅愛神。亦都係用悟性嘅去愛神。
That is why, if you turn open to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15.
請大家打開哥林多前書14:15。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15 says, "What should I do then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also."
哥林多前書14:15，這卻怎麼樣呢？我要用靈禱告，也要用悟性禱告；我要用靈歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。
Well, in the context at that time, Paul saw that many Christians tend to only function at the level of the heart or of the soul.
當時咧，保羅咧發覺咧，係當時嘅基督徒咧，佢淨係用呢個心或者呢個靈魂。去親近神。
So in Paul's words here is of the spirit. And then Paul goes on to say, well, that's good. It's good that you're functioning, you know, on the level of your heart, of your soul, of the spirit. But it's also important that you let your spiritual mind to become active.
在这里保罗就是当你用心和灵魂 去回应神的时候，他是用灵去回应神，但是保罗说不足够，你要用个悟性去认识神。
So if you read the verse preceding it in verse 14, Paul says, For if I pray in the tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive.
因此你再睇翻前一句嘅时候咧，保罗话：当你系祷告嘅时候咧，你系用呢一个嘅方言去祷告咧，去灵祷告咧，但你唔够，因为你未用悟性去祷告，去亲近神。
So you can see that Paul is very balanced in his Christian life.
你睇到咧，保罗喺呢个基督徒嘅生命里边非常之平衡嘅。
Well, I think it was last week when Qi Qi and Ya Chong shared with me about their experience at one of the churches who spoke in tongues.
嗱，上星期咧就琪琪同埋雅瓊咧，佢同我分享有关咧有啲教会咧，佢仲用方言咧嚟去祷告。
So we had a discussion about this matter.
因此咧，我哋系在当中咧有啲讨论。
And we agree that there's nothing wrong with speaking in tongues.
我哋咧就系讲到系用咗方言咧，说方言咧系冇错嘅。
That's a gift.
系一个嘅礼恩赐嚟嘅。
But Paul finds that unsatisfactory if one prays or speaks in tongue when only the spirit is active and the mind is unproductive.
但系保罗讲到啦，当你净系个灵嗰边咧，你系活跃，系讲方言，但系悟性里边咧，你唔能够去深入去回应嘅时候咧，系错误。
That's why in verse 15 he says, I will pray with the spirit or with a heart and soul, and I will pray with a mind also.
因此保罗话咧，我用灵去祷告，但我亦都需要用悟性去祷告。
So Paul is ensuring that his mind is fruitful.
所以咧，保罗咧特别咧就话，你个悟性咧完全要参与，先嚟有个效果嘅。
Because the Apostle Paul loves God with his mind, that's why he's able to expound God's word clearly.
因为保罗是爱神啊，他用悟性去爱神，因此他能够将神的话语非常清楚的、清晰的分析给我们听。
But as I mentioned earlier,
但是早点我同你大家分享，
we have to be careful how we use our mind.
我们要小心点用我们悟性、我们脑筋啊。
If we function purely on an intellectual or academic level,
如果你用这个脑筋或者悟性是限于理智上或者学术上呢，
It actually becomes an hindrance.
就变成你嘅绊脚石啦。
Oftentimes you can't see what's spiritual.
因为咧系咁嘅话，你唔去入到呢个属灵嗰方面。
Well, not many of you have listened to my whole testimony how I came to know God.
我谂当中咧唔系好多人咧听到我咧自己信主嗰个过程。
Maybe one day, if God is willing, I can share that with you.
或者有一日天咧，我可以将我嘅信主嘅過程我會告訴大家分享。
But in my experience, it was quite a long and painful struggle.
對我來說是一個非常長的一個掙扎來的。
Even though I had been going to church all my life,
雖然我整身我是不斷去教會的。
It actually took me years before I could commit my life to God.
但需要是很長很多年我才將生命交給主。
Before I was truly redeemed.
然後我真的那時候我才是得贖。
And I became a child of God.
成为神的儿女。
But I was in no way a dumb person academically or intellectually.
但是其实我在这个学术上或理智上，我不是一个愚蠢的人。
But I have to be honest with you, no matter how clever I was in other areas in my life.
但是无论我在其他方面，我非常之聪明。
When it comes to understanding or discerning the things of God, I was blind.
但是呢，一讲到要分辨神的东西，属灵的东西呢，我就完全盲目了。
So what is this spiritual understanding that we need to have by using our mind spiritually?
咁因此呢，当是悟性里面呢，我们怎能够进入去能够在属灵上去认识神呢？
It is a deep inner perception of what something means, not just to understand the working in your head.
因此，啲悟性裏邊唔係就係表面上係佢一個嘅瞭解，而係一個更深嘅層面咧，能夠要深入先能夠可以去達到。
So as a teenager, I used to like asking questions, and whoever I met, I would be like, "Oh, could you share with me how you came to know God?"
喺十零歲嘅時候咧，我成日問人㗎，一日去問啦，到底咧你點信主㗎
？How do you know that God exist?
你怎知道神真的存在啊？
How can you be sure that he exists?
怎知你真的知道神存在啊？
And how do you know that it is Yahweh God and not like a Buddhist God or something?
你怎知道真的那位 Yahweh 神不是那些佛教的 佛祖？
So in my head, I was always like having all these questions, analyzing what I heard.
因此在我脑筋常常去分析的，我所听的那些我慢慢去想。
And because I have been listening to sermons like you guys for a long time.
好像你们听过这个信息讲到很多年。
So on an intellectual level, I knew or I understood a lot of things.
所以在理智的层面上，其实我是听过很多，也都明白很多。
I could tell you what it means to be redeemed, for example.
我甚至可以告诉你何谓叫得赎。
Well, redemption, as we said,It's about setting free through the payment of a price.
Well, 我知道得赎就是要有一个赎价，使你得到自由嘛，我识讲。
But does it mean that I've gained the spiritual understanding?
但问题是不是因此我识讲，我是得到属灵的真是领悟力呢？
No, that's why I still did not have a deep inner perception of it through personal experience.
完全两回事，我仲系未能够喺属灵上，我真系经历同埋有一个透彻嘅属灵里边嘅明白。
So it was no use trying to convince me.
所以咧，你不断游说我咧，系冇用嘅。
So this means that to have a spiritual understanding, it must be based on some real personal experience of God.
因此，能够属灵里边有一个领悟力咧，你需要亲身系有一个经历嘅。
As we said.We let God first work powerfully in our heart and in our soul, and then you start to apply your mind spiritually to see and understand His truth.
首先，你真要开放你个心，容许神喺你嘅生命里边触摸你个心，跟住你整个灵魂，跟住用你嘅悟性去分析神点样喺你心里边工作。
So to begin with, you might indeed have gained a spiritual experience.
喂，開始嘅時候咧，可能你經歷到有啲屬靈嘅經歷。
Maybe like I remember Victor sharing at our sleepover last year at Christmas。
好似咧 ，Victor 咧，舊年咧喺十二月嘅時候，喺我哋家裏邊咧一齊咧宿夜嘅時候咧，佢分享佢哋經歷。
I hope you still remember。
我希望你仲記得。
The Bible verse he chose was exactly the topic we were discussing in relation to the film we watched。
他揀那段經文跟我們分享呢，剛剛就是我們要看那個 video 那個的經文的內容了。
I think it did something to his heart. He was probably surprised and, you know, really thankful that this happened.
當我告訴他的時候呢，他非常去 感激的，對他呢就是他心裡面一個很大的感受。
So that is a valid, a true spiritual experience.
所以这个是一个属灵的经历来的。
But has it reached the spiritual understanding yet?
但是这个经历落到去他的属灵的悟性未呢？
Have you pondered what God was actually doing in your life?
有没有花时间去真的去考虑到底神为什么在你的生命里面工作呢？
And have you pondered it so thatYou can even explain it to other people.
你有没有不断去默想，使到你能够可以去向别人解释呢？
You will find that oftentimes for us who just got baptized as young Christians,
有好多咧，刚刚咧受浸嘅好年轻嘅基督徒，
we might indeed have experienced God's work of transformation in our lives.
我哋咧经历到神喺我哋心里面嘅改变。
We are certain that God has done something in our life.
我哋知道神喺我生命里边咧，确实工作。
But when people ask you what that something is, how did it happen?
当人哋问你嘅时候，咁到底神喺你生命做啲乜嘢啊？点样开始啊
？You might suddenly find yourself unable to answer.
你变咗哑口无言啦。
Well, I don't really know. I just know I'm different now.
我唔知啊，总唔知咧有啲嘢改变啦，但我唔识噏，唔识讲翻出嚟。
So to be able to explain something, you have to first understand it.
因此你能够讲翻出嚟同人分享咧，你首先悟性里边你有一个嘅明白了解。
So you cannot explain something that you don't understand.
若果你唔能够明白咧，你就不能够讲翻出嚟分同人哋分享啦。
And of course, you can't then pass on what you don't have.
因此咧，你就唔能够将你咧，你冇嗰啲經歷咧，當然你更加唔能夠同人哋分享啦。
But as you mature in your Christian life, in your walk with God,
但當你個基督徒嘅生命慢慢成熟， 同主一齊行同行嘅時候呢，
And when you apply your mind to it，
你將你個悟性係參與落去。
Submit your mind to God to let Him use it to help you understand to see。
你將個悟性完全咧就係委身喺神裏邊，由神自己工作嘅時候咧，佢就俾你慢慢有一個透視力啦。
And you'll be able to even explain it more clearly to others。
慢慢你就能夠解釋，哦，神咁樣喺我生命裏邊工作啦，你慢慢你就明白啦。
And this is exactly what I experienced over the past years。
呢個就係過去咁多年咧，神俾我經歷得到嘅。
Well, I was invited to share my testimony in various places before。
我咧喺唔同嘅地方咧，曾經咧邀請我去分享我信主嘅過程。
And even when I was maybe a bit older than you guys, the teenagers here, I wrote down my testimony, a very short one in English。
我咧係比你還大十零歲嘅時候咧，我曾經寫下我自己嘅見證。
And as I compared。These testimonies, the different versions of testimony that I shared.
我將我唔同嘅見證寫過落嚟咧，我係完全去分析佢，或者咧係比較。
I could see that there is a deepening understanding, the depth that's coming out from my testimony as I mature in my Christian life.
啊，發覺咯，我屬靈生命越嚟越長進嘅時候咧，過去所寫嘅見證咧，越嚟越有深度。
So clearer and clearer and deeper could I perceive and make sense of my past experiences.
我慢慢咧，我睇翻我啲所寫嘅見證咧，越嚟越清楚，同埋越嚟越有深度。
So my experience was very real, even when I was just a teenager.
有啲嘅真係嘅見證，我經歷嗰個咧，好似十零歲嘅時候咧，係確係真嘅。
Maybe other people can see the change in my life.
或者人哋睇到我嘅生命嘅改變。
But because I wasn't really applying my mind to it spiritually, I could not really explain or even understood it myself.
因為當時咧，我唔真係做我悟性咧，我嘅意志係參與落去，慢慢去分析佢明白嘅時候咧，我就睇唔到啦。
But thankfully, over time, God let you see more and more clearer and clearer.
我好感恩過去一段段時候，神慢慢俾我睇到神自己工作喺我生命裏邊。
So nowadays, if anyone comes up to me and asks me to explain to them why I believe in God, how do you know that God is real? Why is there only one God? I'm prepared. I can share.
所以如果今日咧，你嚟問我，你點解去信主咧？你點解嘅生命交俾主咧？點解世上只有一位獨一嘅真神咧？我能夠慢慢分析講俾大家聽。
So have you been using your mind actively to think about these things that you've heard so many times?
嗱，你聽過咁多嘢，你有冇真係個悟性裏邊咧，去慢慢去明白
？Well, it is hard work sometimes to use your mind.
嗱，你當你悟性嘅意志去參與嘅時候咧，你要落功夫嘅。
Young people sometimes they have a very active mind, but they don't like to use it.
但啲年青人咧，佢有一個好活躍嘅思想嘅意志，但係咧硬係懶惰。
So you just wasted this gift that God has given us.
因此你將神俾你嗰份嘅恩賜啊，你白白咧係廢除咗佢。
The mind is actually a tool given to us by God.
其實就悟性咧係神俾我哋嘅恩賜嚟嘅。
For us to analyze, to understand.
首先去分析，去明白。
But we have to be careful when this tool then becomes our boss.
嗱，小心噃。你千祈唔好俾呢個悟性嘅意志咧，成為你個老闆控制你喎。
When we start thinking that this tool is everything, it can decide everything.
因此咧，你認為啊好啦，我有個悟性，有個思想啦，我將佢咧成為啦老闆，係控制一切，
決定一切，
決定一切
，or even to prove everything，
甚至咧去證明一切。
But don't forget.If you let this servant, this tool become the boss, you'll be in great trouble.
嗱，你小心啊！呢個只不過係個工具嚟嘅。若果你將呢個工具成為老闆嘅時候咧，你行錯條路嘅，錯曬噶啦。
Oh, dear Pastor Eric, very good example in spiritual forerunner.
我哋咧，我所認識咧，張希和牧師，我哋敬愛嘅張希和牧師，佢係一個嘅榜樣啦。
同埋我哋屬靈嘅前輩。
同埋一個屬靈嘅前輩嚟嘅。
He once compared our mind to our eyes, our physical eyes.
佢曾經咧係將我哋嗰個悟性咧係與呢個眼睛咧相比。
Well, he said that the mind is like eyes that look in order to see.
但係悟性好似眼睛咁咧，係愛嚟睇嘢嘅。
And therefore, we should look in order to see clearly.
因為當然咧，我哋睇嘢咧，我哋先能夠清楚睇清楚乜嘢事。
But don't be so foolish to think that with our physical eyes, you can see absolutely everything.
但係千萬唔好搞錯啊！你用你肉眼嗰啲眼睛咧，你睇咧，你乜嘢都睇到，唔係啊。
For example, can you see radio waves?
嗱，我睇到啦，你睇唔睇到咧啲radio
無線電波
無線電波，你睇唔睇到咧肉眼？
There are many things that we can't see and yet exist.
好多嘢眼睛睇唔到，但係事實上佢存在嘅。
So let us not be so foolish to think that what our eyes cannot see is not there either.
因此你小心謹慎啊！你唔好以為你眼睛睇唔到咧，因此咧呢啲嘢就唔存在。
So may God work in firstly in our heart, and then go through our soul and reaches our mind as well.
求主幫助我哋，首先神喺我哋心裏邊咧，觸摸我哋嘅心，係跟住我哋嘅整個靈魂，跟住就係我哋嘅悟性。
To help us see things that we couldn't see before.
使到我哋能夠睇到啲嘢以前睇唔到嘅。
So that one day we can say also echo with the song Amazing Grace to say once I was blind but now I see.
希望有一天，因為我哋能夠睇到屬靈嘅事情，我哋一齊可以唱呢幾首歌《奇妙的恩典》。
And that's actually another aspect about the mind that we should take note of.
另一方面有關悟性咧，我哋亦都要需要咧係留意嘅。
And that's our attitude of mind.
就是我們悟性的態度。
The way we think.
我們怎樣想法。
So when we say that we love God with all our mind.
當我們說是完全盡心的盡意的愛神。
It should then become a way of thinking and attitude of our mind.
當我們真的說盡心盡性盡意愛神的時候，這個要成為我們的生命的方向和態度。
So that would definitely affect all the choices and decisions we make every day.
因為當你成為我們生命的態度的時候，它呢就會成為你生命裡面抉擇的那個重要關鍵。
Just like the song Brother Fai led today, a very good song.
好像今天輝弟兄所帶的這首歌。
The Prayer of St. Francis.
這個聖法蘭西斯的祈禱，聖法蘭西斯的禱告。
If you go through the lyrics carefully, you will see how a redeemed person thinks so differently. The way he, his attitude of mind is so different from the unsaved.
當你咧好留意呢個歌詞嘅時候咧，你睇到好大嘅分別啊！一個真正信主嘅人個生命嘅方向同埋世界上係完全不一樣嘅。
And then it goes on to.Affects us or expresses itself in terms of a clear purpose and plan in our life.
当这个悟性在神的掌握里面，你就会怎么样呢？它会影响你一生的计划和方向的。
You'll find that you now have a complete change in life direction.
现在呢，你整个人生的方向不同的了。
You are going according to a new plan, a new direction, and a new goal.
你的呢，开始呢，你是新的计划。新的方向，新的目的。
Well, I'm sure every one of us was touched and very excited during camp and maybe shortly after camp.
我相信大家咧喺呢個夏令營裏邊咧，真係咧係好感動。
You've learned a lot. You've experienced a lot.
你學咗好多嘢，亦都係經歷咗好多嘢。
But have you then go on to consolidate all that you've learned?
但問題，你有冇將你所學所經歷嘅係鞏固佢咧
？Have you actively come up with a plan？
你有冇真係好確實嘅你所學嘅係將佢成為一個嘅計劃
？To keep the fire going，
使到你心裏邊咧所經歷嗰份嘅火能繼續燃燒。
I'm actually quite worried or quite concerned that so many of you。Might soon let the fire just die down once again.
事實我好憂慮嘅，我恐怕咧就我哋真係喺營裏邊好好嘅時光，但係一過咗之後，你慢慢呢個火焰咧，慢慢就消失冷卻啦。
So year after year, you can be sitting here listening to a lot of sermons and be able to explain to others, and yet your life is still not changed.
因此咧，年過年過年，你聽到好多嘅道，但你生命仲係未得到佢嘅改變。
I actually appreciate it very much in a sharing from one of you.
我咧事實上咧就係當中你有人嘅分享，對我嚟講咧，我非常係感恩嘅。
I remember the day after camp, I was chatting with someone on WeChat.
我咧記得咧就喺完咗呢一個嘅營之後咧，我喺呢個 WeChat 裏邊咧同一個人分享。
And that friend said to me, well, now I'm back at home, I'm doing the housewife job again.
他說呢，我現在呢，迎出來了，我繼續做回家庭主婦了。
I'm unpacking my luggage and preparing for dinner, get back to the normal and busy life.
我將那些行李呢，拎回出來，接著呢，就是要煮飯，做回一個家庭主婦，就是我現在的工作。
And actually, I could identify with that feeling myself.
我聽到他說的時候呢，我是同意的，我明白啊。
And I shared with her, yes, same here. When I went home, I was faced with loads of laundry waiting for me to wash.
我說呢，我其實都是，我去完營回來呢，很多的衣服要洗啊。
A lot of things I have to, you know, the mess that I left before camp, I had to clean it up.
去營之前呢，那個屋企呢，搞到烏鈴丹都，我現在要慢慢要清潔。
But do we actively think of a way where we can keep that vision, that fire going after camp?
但是最重要的關鍵，你在營裡面所學的，那份的火焰，那份的現象，你沒有繼續，求主幫你鞏固。
So that's why I was encouraging this friend and myself that we should really take hold of all the reminders or exhortations we got from camp and keep building up, building on top of that.
因此呢，我鼓勵這個肢體和鼓勵我自己，我們得著這份意象火焰是要繼續是建立上去，鞏固它。
And to be very honest with you, that's the only reason why I would volunteer to take up the youth trip to Southampton to organize it.
老實說，為什麼呢，我跟著呢， 我自願是帶那班青少年呢，我去 Southampton， 主要就是因為這個原因。
To be very honest with you, I was exhausted after camp.
我告訴你，去完營之後呢，我整個呢散曬，我好攰嘅。
So humanly speaking, wouldn't I want to just relax and yay, finally completed a good camp, now I can, you know, kind of take a breather and just relax a bit.
以人的角度來說，哇，這麼辛苦搞完了一個 camp， 完了之後呢，我已經真的想攤起樹呢，是好好的休息。以人的角度是會這樣做。
But almost as soon as we came out from camp, God just put in my heart and in Albert's heart, and I'm sure in Michael's heart, this urgency to keep the fire of the youth going.
但是完了 camp 之後呢，神將這份的心在我裡，在 Michael 裡面，其他人裡面呢，就覺得這份的心在青少年組裡面呢，要繼續要去建立他們。
You would notice that these days we've got this camera set up.
現在你睇到，嗱，你睇到呢度咧，係有一個嘅鏡頭喺呢樹啦。
And that's because Bing Hao and Michael they requested to join us for worship.
因為主要咧 ，Michael 同 Bing Hao 咧，佢特別要求我哋，佢想我哋係同佢哋一齊喺 Southampton 裏邊咧，一齊崇拜聽道。
And Bing Hao joins us for youth group after lunch.
And Bing Hao 咧係完咗呢個個嘅午餐咧，佢參與雖然係好遠啊，可以一齊喺呢一個青少年組裏邊啊。
Of course not in person, but through Skype.
當然咧係透過呢個 Skype， 我哋能夠咧聯繫。
So I could see that God is doing something.
所以睇到神喺我哋當中咧係工作緊嘅。
And as Julia shared, she has never seen such bond among the youth.As that we saw, as we saw during camp.
Julian 就話咧，佢話喺呢個營裏邊咧，神使佢哋一齊好一個嘅好好堅固嘅聯合，係以前咧佢睇唔到嘅。
That's why our minds start thinking for God, start planning for God.
因此我腦筋咧不斷去諗啦，點樣為呢班青少年組繼續建立佢咧，繼續喺主內裏邊咧係工作。
So finally, we move to the last part.
最後尾咧，去到最尾嗰部分啦。
Then you go on to strength。
你咧就去到咧係力，全力呢個力字啦。
To love God with all your strength。
全心嘅愛神，全力嘅愛神。
Strength upon strength。
力上加力。
So you find that all these things that experience, all these things that go through your mind, in the end still need to find outward expression through your doing.
嗱，呢一切嘅經歷咧，一切嘅理解悟性咧，最深尾要在行動上要有力量行出嚟，表現出嚟嘅。
Through your obedience of carrying out God's word，
呢個力咧係透過完全嘅信服喺神嘅話語裏邊，我哋要行出嚟。
To do the will of God requires not only the willpower, a determination of the mind.
我哋要行神嘅旨意，不但系有呢一个意志，一个嘅速决嘅力。
But it also requires strength.
亦都需要喺力量里边行神嘅力啊嘅旨意。
To give your best shot.
将你最好嘅奉献俾神。
To actually be a Christian who doesn't just talk the talk, but can walk the walk.
因此，这个基督徒不是只是用口识讲的，而是真的行动里面，我们行出来，行到神的旨意。
And maybe at times we do feel tired, we feel lack of strength.
有时我们真的很疲倦，我们没有了力量。
But because we have such a clear goal, clear purpose.
但因为我们有一个很清晰的目的和这个计划。
And we are motivated by God's love.
因此神的爱就有当中咧，去激动我哋。
So as you wait upon God, you will experience strength after strength upon strength.
当你系等候神嘅时候，神就会俾我哋力上加力，行佢嘅意思，行佢嘅工作。
So because of time, I must end my message here.
因为时间关系，我必须系停喺呢度。
I'll leave the final part of the message till next time.
我将最尾嗰段咧，我系留翻下次，若主愿意，我分享。
About whether this redemption was just a past event, whether it's a present experience, whether it's a future expectation.
呢部部分咧係有關到，到底呢個得贖係只不過係舊時嘅經歷，亦或係將來嘅一個嘅盼望。
May God work fully as possible in our hearts.
求主真係充充滿滿嘅喺我哋心裏邊工作。
And I hope and pray that each of you will really open your heart and let God do His wonders in your heart, all through to your soul, your whole being.
我真係禱告同埋盼望，你真係打開你個心，讓神喺你心裏邊工作，使你能夠全心、全性、全意、全力回應神。
So that it will affect your character and your mind, your whole life, and as you put your mind at the service of righteousness and truth.
當你係咁做嘅時候，你知唔知你嘅生命个方向系好唔同？当你个完全系成为神嗰个嘅器皿嘅时候咧，神会使你成为真理同埋公义嗰个嘅服侍。
Then may you give all your strength as well to live out this life of holiness。
你咧就能够将你嘅所有嘅力量，就系为神做一个圣洁公义嘅生命。
And keep striving by the enabling and empowering grace of God.
你会继续竭力向前，成为神嗰个嘅工作。
So yes, 希望神可以不断去加能赐力俾你哋去完成，系啦，佢俾我哋要做嘅，活出呢个圣洁嘅生命。So I pray that we'll all remember the verse.
希望大家记住今日嘅金句。
Let us love God.With all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength.
求主帮助我哋能够尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力嘅爱神。
Because God deserves our love and utmost devotion.
因为神确实系配得我哋嘅份爱，同埋我对佢嘅完全敬虔嘅心。
Because God also loves us with His all.
因为神亦都系完全嘅系爱我哋。
Let us pray.
我哋祷告。
May I invite Pastor Lucy to pray?